I thought that the whole street, or the road I should say, was very interesting. There was lots of diverse sort of people in the street itself, which was fascinating to me. And also the fact that just literally a 2 minutes walk away, there was a fish restaurant called Langtrees on the corner of London Road and Approach Road. When I found that really most appealing, to be that close, also just a devoted fish restaurant, which I thought incredibly unusual. I lived next door at that point, when I first moved in, to a crime writer, whose name was Alex, who was an interesting character, to say the least. Alex lived on his own. Well, he didn't live on his own, because he lived with about 9 cats. And at the time, in the back garden, there wasn't a fence as such, so I could step into his garden and he could step into mine. He never did. He would always sit outside from early morning until late at night, usually, surrounded by his cats. And I always remember that he always used to make his first cup of tea in the morning, and then that cup of tea would just be, he'd just pour hot water in the pot on top of it, and not add any more, just keep, so the tea got progressively weaker throughout the day. Because he'd always stop and chat and say, would you like a cup of tea? And after a while I learned not to accept, because the tea was absolutely awful, certainly by about 12 o'clock. But he was a fascinating character, especially from a hygiene point of view. You can imagine living with 9 cats. The inside of the house was appalling. And then next door to us was an elderly gentleman who was lovely. Unfortunately, his wife had recently died, so I didn't see very much of him, but a lovely man, and he would always chat and talk. So I thought it was a very friendly sort of place. Further on up the road, there was another sort of minor celebrity, John Scotney. He either wrote for the Archers or was a producer on the Archers show, which I found, you know, again. So this whole thing made up this road. So the interesting people, and certainly coming from Crouch End, you know, where they obviously there was a sort of, you know, a sort of quite strong sort of media influenced sort of area.
What about sort of any ethnic minorities in the road?
Yeah, opposite, I had Gus and Mildred O'Loughlin, and I always thought he was Mr. McDonald, because my mate Jerry, who'd lived in the street forever, always called him Gus McDonald, but obviously he got that wrong. But they were a lovely couple, and they had a son and daughter, and I still see them. Well, poor old Gus died a few years ago, but Mildred is still there, and their son and daughter come to visit quite a lot.
What about any retail? Did you find that there were local shops or somewhere where you could pop out and get something? Were there any leisure opportunities?
Well, of course, at that time, there was still the cinema in the London Road.
The Odeon, was that?
The Odeon, yeah. Used to go there, which is so convenient. I mean, literally a 5 minute walk away, which was tremendous. So that was a great asset for the area.
It was a big campaign, wasn't there?
And at the time, yeah, I think that's how I got to know. It's not John Scotney, it was Jack Scotney.
He's John, I think he's John, yes, known as Jack.
I got to know him because he was a leader of that campaign then. And other shops. Yeah, there was a lot of restaurants as well in the London Road at that point. I mean, at the moment, they're all fast food ones, but at the time, there were a lot more restaurants.
They're in St. Peter's, though, aren't they? I mean, they're just round the corner.
There was a Turkish restaurant called Marmaris, which I used to frequent. That was great, and very cheap.
Just in St. Peter's.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
But walking distance from
Southwark. Absolutely.
Okay, what about any sort of leisure opportunities close by, apart from the cinema, anything else?
Well, of course, the Auburn Way was another asset. One of the things that the survey, my solicitor, picked up on, because there was talk about that becoming part of an arterial road, and I think it was I subsequently had found out that that's always, if you're new to the area, it always comes up as a problem for, you know, if you're going to move into the area by a house, because you know they could turn it into a road at some point, but that just goes on and on and on. At the time, when I first moved here, where we've got now the watercress beds, that was just a rubbish tip, really. It wasn't anywhere near as developed as it is now. But that's one of those continuing stages of the area, really, how things have developed over the last 25 years.
The changes over the years in Sopwell that you've noticed, obviously particularly in your area, but generally in Sopwell?
From green spaces point of view, I mentioned earlier about the watercress, and that has developed over the last, 15, 20 years? That has been developed from local interest into keeping that area as a nature reserve as such. And that's been a big change to the area. The nunnery green space as well, there's a lot of work been done on that over the years, especially along by the nunnery allotments, which was renowned for flooding many times, was a lake throughout the year. But they've sorted out all the drainage of that, which is excellent. So that's developed, and of course recently Residents Association developed Fenny's Broadwalk in an area where it's very marshy and full of mud, etc. That's also been a great development in the area. I think, generally speaking, the upkeep of the houses in the street have improved dramatically. But that's probably the influx of more sort of young people coming into the area. It's a first home buyer's dream, I think, in the street. Until you get old people like me that, you know, just stay. But I think that's the nature of the beast. You either plough a lot of money into it and you develop it and you move on, or you just stay.
How else do you meet people sort of in the area?
We got a dog in the early 90s, and that's a great way of actually meeting people. On the Auburn Way, there's a lovely little field with a little amusement thing for kiddies in it. It used to be a field that belonged to the Sopwell Mill. It was a field that they used to graze cows in, I think. But anyway, that's a sort of big green area, and everybody congregated on the on that green with their dogs early in the morning and late in the afternoon. And that's a tremendous place if you want to know people. Get a dog, and they know the dog's name rather than the actual sort of owners, which is quite interesting.